podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This podcast is brought to you by
no one.
And ready to check.
It's Friday then. It's Saturday, Sunday. What? It's Friday then. Saturday, Sunday. What? Yeah, it's okay.
On the show today, F1 is back, baby. We preview the Bahrain GP, last minute season predictions, Russell already winning off the track in 2021, and Bernie Eccleston is a racist old man, plus Mercedes to announce their 2022 drivers early, and the F1 drivers are allowed to get the knee dirty, plus much, much more. But first, it's time to hand the mic over to a man, the sexiest thing on two legs, a man that discovered the female orgasm, a man so gorgeous Lara Croft took his last name. That man is David Croft. Take it away, Croft.
It's lights out and away we go.
Once a week, one man emerges from the pit lane to deliver all the news, discussion, and results of Formula One. Well, that time has arrived. Sit back, relax, for the Park It In My Ferme show. Here is your host, Caldy.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Caldy, back once again to talk all things Formula One. Oh, what the hell is that? Ooh. Oh, it looks so weird. Oh my God. Oh, wait. Sorry. That's just my Ferme. Park it in there already, I dare you, because it's the Park It In My Ferme show. A show that grabs F1 by the neck, cuts it up, dissects it, and puts it back together. Not before talking about it relentlessly. We break it apart. We let the juices drip down to the chalice of great debate. And we have a show so strong. A show so strong today that it makes Mark Webber's jaw look like Mazepin's moral fibers, which are weak as piss. But you know we bring you the show twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays. I don't need to remind you. Every single week, just to give you my thirsty fans a taste as you all suckle at the teat that is the Pimp F1 show. So, you don't want to miss out. Head to that parkitinmyfairmate.com website. You ever heard of it? To catch up on all the episodes. And look down at your listening device right now. Right now. And lightly, gently run your fingers across the subscribe and follow button so you can be one of the first people around the globe to hear my sexy soul-feeding seductive sounds from my mouth. Yeah, but Cody, do you have any socials? You bet your sweet ass we have some socials. Insta, Twitter, Facebook, at Park It In My Ferme. But on the show today, we'll be previewing the big, big race. Race one, the Bahrain Grand Prix. Pick out the winners, losers, lock of the week, and more, getting you all the knowledge you need before the start of the 2021 season. Then, of course, we can cover the season predictions once more, making sure you're aware of them. Who I'm picking. So when I come out looking like a damn genius in 6 months' time, you won't question me ever again. Ever again. We'll bring you a stat of the week. But you know, we are on the road. Oh, we're so close to the end of that road. But we're on the road, baby. Let's go.
International Sakhir Grand Prix Circuit. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to be talking all things Bahrain GP today, but first,
news. Caldy, Formula One news, Park It In My Ferme, Formula One news. It's the pimp news. Didn't steal this, it's definitely the pimp news coming through your ears right now. Park It In My Ferme, Formula One news, pimp news, yeah.
That's it. We've got so much damn news to go through today. Whistleman is the only one that can get me through it. Drop that sweet sound, baby. Okay, so let's start with some Mercedes talk. Now, Mercedes has said that they don't want a repeat of what happened during the off-season again. They have confirmed that their driver seats for 2022 will be determined by the summer break. Hamilton himself has confirmed that a deal would be done a lot quicker than it would have been done before, if it weren't for the COVID issues and so on. With both Toto and Hamilton contracting their Rona, you can understand why they took so many precautions. But could we finally see George Russell getting to sit on his rightful throne over at Mercedes? I don't know. Moving on. Speaking of Russell, congrats to George Russell. An early win for him this year, with him taking over from Romain Grosjean as the director of Grand Prix Drivers Association, the GPDA. With Grosjean off to IndyCar racing, Russell takes over in what is only his third season. He said, "It is an honor and privilege to be nominated director of the GPDA. I appreciate the support of my fellow drivers in entrusting this role to me and recognizing the responsibility it entails." So big congratulations to George Russell. That is a huge honor, and I'm very, very happy to see him get that role. Moving on, next bit of news. The FIA have done something right. Oh my, little golfers clap right there. They've continued to allow the Black Lives Matter protests from drivers pre-race. Lewis Hamilton has led the charge in that movement for very, very obvious reasons. And in 2020, we saw the drivers wear black shirts with different messages on them, as well as drivers kneeling before the race. Lewis Hamilton has been vocal, saying that he will continue to kneel before races moving forward as it sparks uncomfortable conversations around racism. And that sort of ties in with the next story as well. Here's an issue in Formula One. Bernie Eccleston has an opinion on Black Lives Matter. And to that I say, fuck off. Get the fuck out of here, Bernie. You outdated old dick. Bernie, in case you missed it, has gotten himself into hot water again. He was saying that there should be no politics in F1. Yes, I agree with him. I do. But it's just the way you say it, Bernie. It was ridiculous. And what's even more bizarre is that when you were around, there was so many politics inside of Formula One. There is today. That F1 is filling. F1 is just so filled to the brim of politics. It's like a turkey that's just been stuffed. Okay, F1 is the turkey. Politics is the stuffing, and you're just ramming it in there. So much so that F1 is filing a police report because it feels it's getting raped by politics. The FIA is corrupt as all hell, especially back when Bernie was in charge, because cash is king, baby. Cash is king. We race in Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, and Russia. And all three of those races are boring as batshit, but it's a cash cow for them. It's the reason Nicholas Latifi, Lance Stroll, and Nikita Mazepin all have seats. Money makes the F1 wheels turn. So politics have always been there. Lewis is using the platform for his cause. And just like you used F1 for your cause happens to be how much cash can I get in my pockets, Bernie? His is how black people are treated. How can they be treated the same as white people? Bernie's done a lot for the sport that I love, but mate, fuck off and shut up and enjoy some bloody racing. And finally, rights group want the FIA to look into the human rights violation going on in Bahrain when it comes to their Grand Prix. These groups, both internationally and from Bahrain, both feel that the workers are being treated unfairly and that the government is making any issue or problem go away by putting the focus squarely on the race and not the people in their country. All eyes will be on them for the third time in a matter of 6 months, well, four if you include pre-season testing. So we will see if anything comes of it. But if I were a betting man, nothing will change because the FIA loves money. Cha-ching. And that is it for the news.
Thank you, guys. What do you think? Do you think that was a smooth operator?
Smooth operator.
Operator. I think that was the smoothest operation of my life.
Yeah, man, you sent them.
We are on the road, baby. Oh, yeah. Hey, let's go. Yeah.
International Sakia Grand Prix Circuit. Yeah.
It's finally here. We are just an hour or so away from free practice numero uno, the first FP for the season. And by the time you were hearing this, you would have heard that George Russell was quickest in FP1. Okay, well, probably not. Fingers crossed. Hopefully he takes his shirt off at least. Am I gay for George Russell? I don't know. Maybe. But we need to preview the big race. Race one, the Bahrain International GP. Ooh. I'm excited. I'm so excited. My nipples could cut glass. No bullshit there. No bullshit as well. They're, robbers are thinking of using me for a diamond heist. To just cut into... Anyway. Moving on. Now we will talk about... who we think will win, the order of the grid, who will be fastest, try and predict some of the drama and much, much more. I'm going to stare into my crystal ball right now and have a little look-see. FP 1, 2 and 3 are going to be more important at this race than any other race on the calendar because it is the first race of the season. The testing on the cars is essentially still going on, in particular FP 2, where track conditions will mirror that of the race and qualifying. Because it's at night. Yes, I know. I'm a very, very bright man. I'm Sherlock Holmes. But who is going to benefit most from the practice? I actually believe that Mercedes and Aston Martin will be the two teams that will benefit the most than any other team. Mercedes didn't have a brilliant pre-season test with a few hiccups and spins. And now everyone is talking about how Red Bull are the team to beat. Wrong. But people are still saying it. Mercedes will need to use that time to gather more data, invent something stupid like DAS 2.0 where banana peels fly out the back like it's Mario Kart or something. Then Christian Horner will complain and Drive to Survive Series 4 is off to a flying start. Aston Martin, very similar position, had a very shit house pre-season. Great potential, but didn't get the laps in. Then they did the fewest laps of anyone at preseason. They will need to get some more laps done in order to compete this weekend. So, expect Mercedes to not only put in some laps, but treat it like a proper qualifying test and push their car. But get that crap that is free practice out of here. Give me that good stuff. Ooh, that fast car action, that vroom, vroom. The vibrations from the engine send a tingle down my spine and it settles in my plums. Qualifying time, and I don't want to disappoint again. I just don't. But Hamilton will win qualifying. He will get P1. It's a no-brainer. He's just too quick, too good, and will get P1 first race of the season. Verstappen P2, Bottas P3. Because Bottas will be self-sabotaging, like in Sochi. You know, he knows what he's doing. He knows P3 is on the line. So he can sneak up on Hamilton like Mazepin sneaks up on a titty not wanting to be squeezed. But that is your 1, 2 and 3 on qualifying. I see Seb out qualifying Lance Stroll, which I think might surprise a few people. I feel that he's going to be out there with something to prove and will give it all he's got in race one. Danny Ric will beat out Lando with ease. George Russell will not only beat Nicholas Latifi for the 1 billionth time, but I think he'll also beat the two Haas drivers as well and celebrate with a shirtless Instagram pic that will be so raunchy that the FIA will fine him a 100 grid pace penalty somehow. I don't know how. I don't know how, but they will do it. But they're the qualifying takeaways. We'll recap at the end so I don't look like a... so I will look like a freaking genius when we meet again next Tuesday. But now it's time for the race. Now we're talking. The main event of the evening. I think my predictions are simple. Perez starts from fourth and his engine goes 10 laps in. It's just going to explode. No fire, but it will explode. and he'll be retired from the race. Bottas gets a flat tyre and retires as well. Danny Ric gets third position. Hamilton and Verstappen remain unchanged. So Hamilton 1, Verstappen 2, Danny Ric 3. Hamilton does a shoey from Ricardo's boot on the podium. He passes out from the smell, dropping the bottle of rose water that sprays Tsunoda in the face. But because he's so small, it looks like a tidal wave's coming and Tsunoda is given mouth-to-mouth by Pierre Gasly. Gasly and Tsunoda finish inside the top 10. Fernando Alonso doesn't finish at all. He retires. Mazepin and Schumacher crash into each other because they are Haas. And George Russell scores a top 10 finish, finishing 10th and getting that first Williams point in some time. Ooh, so many juicy predictions. Oh my, what a race indeed. So many things are going to happen. Can't believe I predict them all perfectly. So, no need to watch the race this weekend. But if you insist on wasting your time and doing that anyway, let's meet back on Tuesday. Not only will I recap the entire race, break it down to itty-bitty bite-sized pieces, we'll look at where I was right and where I was wrong. And I'm telling you right now, I won't be wrong at all. I've sorted it out. That's it. Let's sum it all up. Best in the free practices, Mercedes, in particular Hamilton. Qualifying will be 1, Hamilton, 2, Verstappen, 3, Bottas. Race podium will be Hamilton, Verstappen, Daniel Ricciardo. And the fastest lap will also go to Danny Ric because he's just Danny Ric the quick. If I'm wrong, I'll do a shoey on the next episode. Ooh, but it's time for...
I'm a stat man, Formula One stat man. Cody's a stat man. Yeah, stats. I'm a stat man. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Stat time. Yeah. Oh, so much stats. So many stats. I don't know if this intro is even long enough. There's that many stats. Stats. Yeah. Ooh, so many stats. I'm a stat man. Ooh, the hills are alive with the sound of stats.
Boys and girls, we're talking about the hills today because do I have a quick, simple stat for you? Here we go. You ready? You ready? It's coming at you quick. Every driver that has driven in Formula One with the surname Hill has gone on to win a world championship. Phil Hill from the US in 1961, Graham Hill from the UK, 62 and 68, and Damon Hill, of course, in 1996. Sorry. So when it comes to driving, it's time to head for the hills. Not sure that made any sense, but it sounded freaking sweet.
He's a stat man. Ooh, that was a good stat.
Great stat.
Such
great
a stat. Good stat. Such a good stat. You know it was. He's a stat man. Hey, let's go on with the show. Cool, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
I honestly think that was probably one of my worst stats ever, but I freaking love it. The hills are gone. Well, as we are on the road. Oh my gosh, it's playing again. I swear it's the last time you'll ever hear it. It is the last time. Pack your bags. We're going out.
Ooh. On the
road to Bahrain International Sakhir Grand Prix Circuit. Yeah.
That's it. We are on the road. So here we go. This is a little off-season recap. We now need to talk about everything so far. All right. We need to make sure that my predictions are all recorded down so that when you listen to this later on and it comes to the end of the season, we're playing this back. Oh, what did Cody predict? What did he predict? Oh, wow, amazing. Oh, my God, he's so handsome. Oh, my gosh, he's one of the sexiest men alive. Oh. That was the sound of millions of fans fainting around the world. So let's have a listen to the predictions today. Let's start with the Drivers' Championship. Now, I have said this on a few episodes ago. Check it out, parkinginmyfairmate.com. Of course, and on your listening device, that Lewis Hamilton will win his 8th Grand Prix Drivers World Championship. That is done and dusted. Okay, he's going to win it. All right. And I don't think it's going to be close. I think Verstappen will finish second, but I think Sergio Perez finishes third. Valtteri Bottas will finish fourth, but I think what's going to happen is Mercedes are going to announce that they're not going to continue on with Bottas for 2022. All right? Now, they might not continue with Hamilton. If Hamilton has a big lead, he might want to. He might probably go into retirement. Who knows what's going to happen with Hamilton? We'll talk about that one a little later on. That one I'm not predicting. He's winning the championship. Done. Okay? So they're going to announce that George Russell's coming in for 2022. Valtteri's going to crack the shits. He's going to be drinking all these Heinekens, and he's going to start losing races. All right, Valtteri Bottas will finish fourth in the Drivers' Championship. Now, other predictions. I think Tsunoda and Gasly finish top 10 in Drivers' Championship. I do. I rank them all. I think the Haas boys finish dead last, if not last. Maybe Latifi last, then the two Haas boys. I think George Russell's going to do all right. I think he's going to do all right. I think he might beat the two Alfa Romeos. He will score points this year. These are my predictions. George Russell scores points. No podiums, but he'll get a couple of top tens. He'll score a couple of points. All right. I predict that Daniel Ricciardo gets fifth. Let's say fifth. He's going to beat out Lando quite comfortably in that McLaren. McLaren are going to finish third in the Constructors. All right, easy prediction there. Okay, so they're all my simple predictions. So, Hamilton, Verstappen, Perez, Bottas, Ricciardo. That's your top five. Constructors will be Red Bull number one, Mercedes, McLaren. All right, they're the predictions for 2021. Let me know what you think. Head along to the socials at ParkerInMyFirma, Insta, Twitter, and of course, Facebook. And I'll be tweeting live during the race and all the festivities from the weekend. So come along, interact, join in with your boy. Don't be shy. I'll be there because it's over. We've hit the very end. We've been traveling this road for some time, and I am very excited. I think we're out of gas nearly. Oh, some Pierre Gasly in the tank.
Bahrain International Sakhir Grand Prix Circuit.
Oh, we're there, baby. Oh, we are there. The road has been travelled. So, yeah, get excited. Race one coming up, baby.
Oh, we're on a run. Come on. Do you know what that was? That was a smooth operator. Smooth operation.
Carlos, check the radio. We seem to have picked up some dodgy music channel again.
Now, sad news. That's the end of the show. That's it. But I got you there. I got you through the summer or winter, depending on where you are in the world. The off season. We got through it, guys. We made it. Free practice starts soon. I'm about to head over to the couch. I'm going to start watching it. Ooh, I am excited. Get around it. So, of course, make sure you subscribe, follow, because we're going to be talking and breaking down everything that happens from the weekend on Tuesday's show. Also, come along to the socials at ParkerInMyFairMate. Go to the website, ParkerInMyFairMate.com, if you've missed any episodes. And, of course, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.
Sports Social Podcast Network.